one having authority. I want to talk to you about the authority the believer has in Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 7, we see the conclusion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. In verses 28 through 29, the Bible says, "And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority." Again, one having authority. I find it interesting, but not a coincidence, that the message that I taught from Matthew chapter 6 ended up being prophetical. For you see, last night my bride Dawn and I found ourselves in a prayer circle praying for a young girl who had cancer. We heard about the prayer meeting on the radio, and our normal Tuesday night Bible study session ironically got canceled. So we decided to go to the prayer meeting for this young woman. Bless the hearts of the people that attended the meeting and prayed, but it reaffirmed to me that it is on the heart of the Father that the church arises into the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. The people in this meeting have a heart for God, but they were praying for victory rather than praying from a position of victory. There's a significant difference. Let's look at the word authority, which will help explain to us who we are in Christ and just how powerful our God really is. In Matthew chapter 7:29, Jesus taught them as one having authority. This word authority is the Greek word exousia, which means authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, and or strength. This word exousia is found in a number of various and important verses. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Now tune in, because if you get these truths, there will be a huge release in your ministry. Jesus says in verse 18, "All authority, that is, the exousia, has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus Christ has all authority. That seems easy to understand, doesn't it? Turn with me to Luke chapter 9, verse 1. "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Are you seeing this transference of power and authority? Jesus has transferred it to his disciples. Who are his disciples? Well, in John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciple." Thus, this power and authority has been transferred to the believer who lives today. Flip to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus says, "Behold, I give you the authority, the exousia, to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Are you getting this? Because this is who we are in Jesus Christ. So getting back to the prayer meeting story, I am pretty sure I scared the people when I started declaring life and commanding the spirit of death and infirmity that was hovering over this young lady to depart in the name of Jesus Christ. I could feel the spirit of death very prevalent upon this girl, and it was confirmed when one of the people said that the doctors announced that there is no hope for this girl. Can I just tell you that when I was praying, my body was trembling horribly. It wasn't because I was afraid, nor afraid of public speaking. I was shaking because it was the enemy trembling before a powerful God and the powerful words spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me out. It is not that we should go looking for demons to cast out, but when we come upon them or find people who are oppressed by them, we, the believer, operating in the name of Jesus Christ, have the authority to set the captives free. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your great power and authority. Thank you for imparting the same power and authority upon me and all Christians. Please give me great wisdom, knowledge, insight, understanding, and discernment on how to steward such a huge responsibility. Thank you that you conquered death and disarmed principalities and powers. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.